Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is bringing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks you for your well wishes. You can see my fever blisters are starting to clear up, but got a little ways to go still. But I'm back in the saddle, doing good. And the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. I'm getting emails every day on this. Yes, I've been sick. Yes, I had pneumonia and RSV, and it's been a tough haul. But I'm fine. I'm working. So anyway, thank you though for your well wishes and your prayers. It's much appreciated. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold, and the corporate deposits in the banks are down 50%. Combined with the Dodd-Frank law 2010 that says they can keep your money, the banks can, because you're an unsecured creditor now, which is totally unconstitutional, but it's now the law. Well, do you really want to lose your retirement? Do you really want to lose your bank account to save a failing bank? I think not. Well, Noble Gold has helped me prepare for that eventuality. They can help you too. I want to send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send it out to you. No one's going to bug you, and you'll look at it and go, hey, I got a retirement to fix. I can't start over. You'll do what I did. Now, if you feel urgency on this, you can call them directly right after the show, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. 5347, and I have to give my federal disclaimer. All investments are inherently risky, and past performance can't be construed with future expectations. Okay. Too bad they didn't make Sam Bankman-Fried give that warning, huh? Yeah. Well, of course, he was a Democratic donor, and I'm not, but we're happy to comply. 877-646-5347. Well, we have Samantha Starkey with us, and she and I have partnered before on the Lahaina issues, and there are some carryover from Lahaina issues to other parts of the country, namely Texas and Chile. And I think this is going to be widespread, and everybody ought to be painting their roofs blue. And we'll probably get into that as well too. But we're going to take a look at what's happened with Lahaina in the aftermath, but also directed energy weapons seems to be the weapon of terror that people want to use on a large scale to bring about change. And it's being done internationally, not just domestically. Well, Samantha, really good to have you back on the show. And I don't, what do you think a good starting point for this topic is? There's so many ways we could enter this.
Well, good afternoon, Dave. I always love coming on your show.
Thank you.
You're kind of my hero. I tell you that all the time. And I'm
Thanks.
glad to see you alive. I was literally getting text messages and comments on my videos. Is Dave dead? I was like, hold on, guys, let me text him. No, he's alive. So good to see you. No, I think we should start maybe with Maui, because Maui caught the world's attention. Anybody that's ever been to Maui understands that, Haleakala has a frequency that matches the human heart. And where Maui centered, there's kind of that understanding. People often say that Maui is the heartbeat of the world. And if Maui is thriving, the world's ecosystems are thriving. And it's kind of like a pinnacle point to the health of our planet sitting out there in the Pacific Ocean. The DEW weapons, and I do believe now we're, coming in almost, what, 8 months post trauma, post intended burning, and you're still not seeing people back on their property in Maui. So we all know that, the government can use, and I have sat through Zoom meetings like you and I are on currently with EPA agents and other nonprofits, and sat through them, and they're in Maui and Hawaii. I'm here in Louisiana, and they're showing Zoom pitch, I mean, the drones taking pictures, but people can't get those pictures to get to their insurance companies to file. So they're paying mortgages on homes that are burnt. They can't pay a mortgage and pay rent. So they're losing their land, and hence the land grab. So you and I were correct all along. We said this is a massive land grab in Lahaina. This is going to be a land grab, and it is now turning into a land grab.
Yeah, well, they set the stage for it. We exposed this. It was just a couple of days before the attack on Lahaina. And the governor had said, oh, you're a historic site, Lahaina. Nothing can ever touch you, interfere with you, unless there's a natural disaster. And lo and behold,
Right.
2 days later, they staged a natural disaster.
That's exactly right. It was eerie how quickly that happened.
Yeah, like we're not noticing. And then the claims that, oh, we're not going to do smart cities. That's exaggerated. We didn't do it for that reason. That's why Jeff Bezos offered $100 million to rebuild Lahaina as a smart city, and why the governor was at the UN on tape saying smart city, smart city. Yep. They
That's
lie.
right.
They lie about their lies. It's just, and we catch them
They
all the
do.
time.
And also, what I found very interesting when we started hearing about the toxicity of the soil, well, that is what I actually do. I'm into regenerative soil health. So, from a soil standpoint, I became very interested when I'm sitting into these Zoom calls with people from the EPA and, all these big alphabet groups, and I'm hearing them say things like cobalt, lead, arsenic being found in the soil. Now, this is weeks after the fire. This is before even people knew what they had found on their property. And I'm hearing all of this, and I raise my little hand on the Zoom call, and they ask that, yes, Ms. Starkey, you have a question. And I said, where is all of this coming from? Could it be connected to all the EV batteries that are located on Maui? Because per capita, they have the highest EV per capita of any city in the United States. They love
Yeah.
smart vehicles. And they all went silent. And I went, okay, so what, we don't understand anything about how these fires that start with EV batteries can be put out. We don't understand the long-term issue with the batteries once they're no longer good. So could the cobalt and the lead and the arsenic all be coming from the runoff from the batteries? And it was like hearing crickets.
Interesting point.
Nobody wanted to answer that.
Are they worried about the toxicity as an after effect on human health, do you think?
They are, but they're never going to admit it.
But I wonder if
They're
that's what
never.
led to their silence when you said that. Because when you said what you said, I'm thinking if this gets in the system at all, whether it's water, soil, or whatever, and people ingest this, that's cancer causing.
Yes, sir. There is no safe amount of lead for a pregnant woman or a child. There
That's
is
right.
zero, zero. And I recently watched where the mayor and everybody came together and they were talking about how they had been performing tests, lead tests, on participants. And they were excited to say that nobody was above like a 10. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh. So people are showing up already with lead in their body, and you're telling them not to worry, it's below a certain number. There is no safe number, Dave. And
Sure.
we've known that. That's why lead-based paints are no longer allowed. That's why.
You're taking me back to what I saw with the topsoil being removed from Lahaina, put in these blue 50-gallon drums, taken to a gunnery range where it was dispersed by the FDA to unknown locations. I think they were removing the evidence of toxicity. What do you think?
I think so too. I honestly do. They also, if you go on to their Maui recovery site, which is, available to everyone, they'll show you a video, and in it they're like one, and they show the people come out in the full, protective gear, the PPP. And then they're like, then they're out there and they show them on the dozer scraping the soil, then bagging the soil, then putting the bagged soil into a dump truck that is also has a large bag in it so that they can cover that soil so it doesn't fly out as they transport it from one site to another. So if that's not toxic, then do I believe my lying eyes or do I believe my lying ears?
Yo, I hear you. I absolutely hear you. It's crazy. The directed energy weapons question, I want to go to that. When Eric West, I remember his
Yes,
last name
yes, sir.
correctly, when Eric was out, he did this video, and I ran all this stuff when I was still on YouTube. And Eric had showed these two cars in particular, I remember how the cars were incinerated, but the surrounding vegetation was not. It was like they were targeted. Because
Yes,
nothing
sir.
around it was damaged. And yet we saw this all the way through Lahaina, where it looked like individual vehicles and homes were targeted and some were left alone. And what I don't understand is how people could deny these were directed energy weapons. And then they ran a disinfo story. I don't know if you knew this or not. Back in, I think it was March, about 5 months before the event. The a local TV station out of Oahu ran a story about Chinese lasers coming down on Maui. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And
I
it didn't even make
absolutely
any,
do.
it didn't make any sense. And then I realized in retrospect, they were setting the stage so they'd have a cover for directed energy weapons. If they got caught, they could blame China.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. Haleakala is not just a store watching, big astro place. It's not. I went up there and you can see their little area over there. It's all fenced in. It has the most up-to-date security cameras. You're not getting close to looking at the stars from that point of view. Now, I'm sure they use it for that. It's a great cover. But I've just heard from too many people that live on that island that there was that smoke, that heavy fog that rolled down that mountain the night the fires began. And
Exactly.
I will never forget that. I will never forget her voice when she told me, and I just, the more, it was so hard for me to believe that anybody would do this, a government, an undercover, a shadow government. For a long time, I would not take one side or the other. I stayed on the fence because I had to make sure that if I agreed that I thought it was a do, that I wouldn't come back to eat those words, But then I see pictures of somebody had sent me a video when the fires began in Texas, and it was a weather app that you could watch, but you could see the straight line where the fire started here, and it looked like an angle, and the
Yeah,
fires
yeah.
went in a direct straight line, popping one behind the other like that, just brrr, across. It was not a natural fire. And when I saw that, I went, oh my God, that was a weapon. That was a beautiful line that weapon started and followed the line that was pre-programmed into it.
Governor Abbott, who I'm not a fan of. But he indicated, I mean, or I should say, insinuated directed energy weapons were used on
Yes.
Texas. He was very, very clear in his insinuations that these were not natural fires. And the implication is obviously directed energy weapons. But they also did it in Chile when
Yes, sir.
the Chinese taken over Chilean natural resources and the mines and so forth. And then people were protesting, and all of a sudden, people's homes started being burned out. Lahaina style. So to
Yes, sir.
me, say I'm almost looking at this like this is the new reign of terror. If a population rises up against something, like in Lahaina, defend your property rights against developer takeovers like Blackwater, BlackRock, and then in the Chinese and Chile, also Ecuador had an instance. Now we have Texas. This seems to be the weapon of reign of terror against populations that rise up in opposition to the establishment.
Yes, sir. I agree. And I'm sure you heard about the green lasers over Cape Coral in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I did a little deep dive into what a green laser actually is. Well, it does map. It maps. It actually tells you, it can look inside of homes. It can map an area, and it is used for weapon. Like, if you want to make sure you're going to hit the spot, so what is that called?
Targeting.
Targeting.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, targeting. So you had green lasers spotted in Maui. You had green lasers spotted in Texas. Now you have green lasers being spotted in Florida. And when you trace back who this company is, there's no information on them. It's like a shell company having helicopters go up. And just even the police in that area did not know who these people were. The FFA did not know who these people were. And the people in Cape Coral that watch my show are now like, Sam, I'm terrified. I'm like, look, boo, I would be too. Is anybody talking about smart cities around you? Because if you've heard the word smart city or Green New Deal or G60 or any of that nonsense, you're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Yeah, the reign of terror is what's coming with the directed energy weapons. There's no question. What is it about the blue roofs? Do you have any understanding of that?
Okay, so what I understand with blue, when we're talking about a DEW weapon, it is in the same light frequency of blue, which means if you run that laser over yellow, green, brown, white, black, purple, it will burn it. But because it's the same frequency as the color blue, when it hits the color blue, the blue laser will not burn it. It will not even singe it. It won't even heat it up. So anything that is blue is safe. So when you run, if you are using your weapon, you track a line. Say you want to burn from where I'm sitting in Pine Grove to the next town, Greensburg, and they come through and they map it with the green laser. Then they come back with the DEW weapon and they start it. It's going to burn everything it touches. Unless it is the same color as the actual laser. And that's why it won't burn blue.
Yeah, and with regard to the directed energy weapons, like what Eric West was showing with those vehicles I mentioned a minute ago, the temperatures to do the damage to those cars was about 1,000 degrees hotter than what a fire would normally run. So
Especially
in
on an island, Dave. And that's what I try to get people to understand. Maui is not like it's on volcanic rock. Even what soil they do have is on top of volcanic rock. So you don't have trees, the area that burn, those trees are not like, say, where I am, where I'm covered in pine trees, where you've got a lot of sap that could heat up. It was not that type of forest fire. Now, I do understand forest fires can be extremely hot, but hence, go back and look at a real forest fire. Every tree is burned. Every leaf is burned. Everything down to the soil is singed black. Everything is smoking. All the vegetation has been dried out and burnt. You go back, you look at Texas, Chile, you look at Maui, green leaves everywhere, grass still intact. The fire burnt 1 foot to the left, but it didn't burn 1 foot to the right. It makes no sense.
Yeah, the other thing I saw in that field with those cars that Eric West videotaped was the right angle turns the fire took, and it avoided
Yes.
homes, but it singed the protective walls around the homes, singed them, but you could see right angles. And that's not the way
Yes.
fires burn. Fires move asymmetrically and according to whatever topography or winds are present. And we saw the same thing in Paradise, California. I think this is where they beta tested the
You
concepts.
too.
Yeah, I think that's where it all started. But what concerns me, though, is like I said, this is the new reign of terror because it's increasing in frequency. And to me, if you were to guess who's behind it, I don't know that it's direct US government. I think it's probably shadow. What do you think?
I think it's a shadow government. I think that when Trump told us, he warned us, 8 years ago, hey, you guys, there's a shadow government within a government. And for a lot of people like you guys had already been on top of that. For me, it was like waking up, coming out of a thick molasses. Like I had been awake, but I had also been drugged to sleep. And it's like all of a sudden realizing that the reality that I was currently living in wasn't the real reality. And I do not think that our regular military would do this. I have two sons that serve. And I can tell you right now, my kids were raised to love the Constitution, to love Jesus, and they would be locked up and thrown in a brig. They'd be shot in the head before they would agree to burn American citizens. So I feel like that is literally 98% of our military would look at you and go, no,
For now,
especially today,
yeah, I'm going to throw a little damper on what you just said, though. I was raised in a military family, so I'm very biased in favor of military. But yesterday, West Point Academy did away with its honor code. Duty, honor, country, replaced it with military values. And when you combine it with what Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois said, we need to incorporate illegal aliens into our military and give them full citizenship. And then a third tier of this is what I've covered with actual pictures and videos of Chinese soldiers across our border. No, they're not in uniform, but you can tell they're military by the way they
that's right.
stand. Everything, they were military, no question. Officers here, enlisted men here. Elder officers here, younger, the whole thing. They had their little backpacks set down at their right foot. They st stood at parade at ease. Just look at this. This is military. Well, and by the way, Paul Preston, good friend of mine from Agenda 21 Radio, head of the New California Movement, Paul has eyewitnesses saying that white unmarked vans are going into Camp Pendleton with these Chinese. So
And I
they're
agree with that.
incorporating them in our military. So when you say American soldiers would not do this, I totally agree with you. I
Yes, sir.
totally. So now they're trying to replace them with illegal aliens that will do this.
Exactly, Dave,
And
because they have no loyalty to us.
that's right.
It's not their grandmother. It's not their town. It's like whenever, we have hurricanes all the time in Louisiana, and we get military from all over the US. And they'll be handing out water and food and tarps, and we'll stop and we'll speak and we will thank them for their service. And we always say, "Where are you from?" And it's Tennessee, Kentucky, ma'am. I'm from New York, ma'am. I'm from California. But they're our boys. They're our
I
girls,
agree.
and whether they are whatever shade of brown or whatever shade of white, they're still Americans' children. They're America's children. And they treat us with respect, and it's vice versa. The day I pull up to receive my supplies and somebody can't speak English, this crazy redneck mama is gonna, I'm gonna act a fool. I just know I will. I know me. I'm gonna be like, "Where are you from? You're not American." And it's heartbreaking to see what they're doing. Now they have passed, not passed, they have introduced a couple of bills to one. Stop the militias. They do not want Americans to have the right to have a militia anymore. And I did a video on that one, Dave. And then I found a bill. I had written my congresswoman, and she wrote me back and she said, "Well, we're trying to get out of the UN. We introduced a bill last year, and they're kicking it around. They don't want to pass it." But if you could get word out, it's House Bill 2. It's called House Bill 2. I have it sitting here somewhere. Let me find it. But it's House Bill 2, removed from the UN is basically what it is. And she was like, "We really need more Americans." So I did a video. A lot of people have been reaching out, begging there. Here it is. It's called HR 2, the Secure the Border Act of 2023. And then so and it's securing the border, but it also removes us out of the UN. Pretty good stuff. It's pretty good stuff. They're trying, They're trying. We'll see if they can get us out or not, Dave. It'd be really awesome if they could. Before we become, just another one world organization.
Yeah, that's where we're headed. And the reason I wanted to bring out the directed energy weapons, people, this is the new weapon of terror against groups. They're not going to use it against an individual like Samantha or myself. They're going to use it against groups that rise up. Like in Texas, what are they saying? Razor wire, you shall not pass. You're not going to wreck our land, or you're not going to spread fentanyl to our kids, child sex traffic across our border. We're stopping you. So what happens? Directed energy weapon attack in Texas. That's not an accident. I will tell you this. I do believe there's a direct connection to Homeland Security. I can't prove it at this point, but I think there
Right.
is no question. Mayorkas is a terrorist who's preying upon America. I mean, look what he's done. We allow child sex traffickers, men, no women, to come in with kids.
That's
Okay.
exactly right.
And Senator Cruz and Cornyn did a video that I ran on my channel in which they said we were on border patrol with the agents. They came across what I just described and they said, "Why aren't you doing anything?" Because Mayorkas won't let us. Seriously, that's exactly what they said. And these kids were drugged. Ted Cruz said they were drugged. And he was beside himself on this. I'm not a Cornyn or Cruz fan. But I have to give them credit for having enough human decency to speak the truth on something so terrible. And
Yes,
then
sir.
we lose 100,000 a year on fentanyl poisoning, and it's direct Chinese attacks because most of the victims are young American males of military draft age. That's not an accident, and the cartels are doing their bidding. I don't know what you know about Arizona. My state, is controlled by the cartel on behalf of China. They have about a third of the legislature on the take. The County Board of Supervisors in Maricopa County, they're on the take. We have, listen, I've interviewed John Thaler, who did, he's a former 30-year RICO investigator for the government. And he put together 150,000 pages and 20,000 affidavits that just nails this to the T. And I've had him on my show 3 times. This is how far we've lost our country.
I agree. I agree. I started looking into Chinese businessmen coming into America and wining and dining the governors. And I stopped. I stopped because I went, oh my gosh, they're everywhere. They are everywhere. They own our food packaging facilities. So right now, one of the things that we're doing to take back control is, and I've been encouraging people to do this local. You cannot control what's happening outside of your 20-mile radius, but inside that 20 miles, you had better find you a hill to die on. So what we're doing out here is we got us a new sheriff, Dave. We decided we were tired of the BS out here, and we hired us a new sheriff. When he comes in office April 1st, we're starting a militia that he is going to be aware of, and we will train with our local police because we don't have enough. We don't have the money for them. And on top of that, I am now going to my police jury meetings. Never did that before. I now do it with a group of other women, black and white, Democrat and Republican. We're linking arms and we're holding them accountable. We're starting a private school because our public school system out here has been failing for 20 years. We're tired of it. So we said, you know what we're going to do? Come August 2024, we're starting a school. So we're taking back territory everywhere we can. And I encourage every American to do the same. Take your town back if that's all you can do. And then let that ripple effect. While people like you fight to help us take our states and our country back, us little people, we can fight to take our local areas back.
We have almost an insurmountable task. To get philosophical for a second, we have stage 4 criminal corruption cancer in this country.
Yes, sir.
It's beyond reversal. The only thing that'll reverse it is a change in the conscience of America. And what I mean by that is repenting, random acts of kindness, following Jesus. Because God is a forgiving God, and if we would change our hedonistic ways, and there were enough of us, God would honor that, and things could turn around. I have no trust in the political system. You're not going to believe this now. In Maricopa County, where they just stole an election outright, it was so obvious, both 2020 and 2022. I'll just give you one fact. 60% of the voting machines failed upon opening in heavy Republican districts in Maricopa County. So Carrie Lake would be defeated by the criminal governor that's in office right now. And
Yes.
in Democratic districts, none of the machines failed. They have no explanation. And they say, oh, but it's the most free and fair election ever. So now the people stormed and they did their public comments and their protests. So now when you want to speak at a Maricopa County open meeting, they give you 2 minutes and they escort you with security to the booth where you speak at the microphone and stand next to you. It's like
Wow.
the East German Stasi in Maricopa County. This is how bad it's getting in this country. It's absolutely insane. And we're so compromised, it's just unbelievable. And this is why I'm saying I think it's beyond. See, Donald Trump, I don't know what's going to happen to the 2024 election, but I have no confidence that an election is going to change this country because the deep state is not prone to election fallback. The deep state's still going to be the deep state no matter who's in charge.
Right. Yes, sir, I agree.
And
I agree with you.
and I
It's
don't
going to
have an
have to be a
answer.
heart change. I'm hoping I did a video on the April 8th eclipse, and I'm not big. I'm big with the Bible. I don't watch YouTube prophets. I always fuss at people about that. I don't. I have a pastor. He's amazing. I read my Bible. But I will say this, the April 8th eclipse has really touched my heart. And I feel like it's just what you just said. It's God saying, if you'll repent, turn from your wicked ways, I'll show mercy. But I think if we do not, Dave, I think we're on a steady downhill, and I think America is fixing to be done. And that hurts my heart because I get messages from people in Australia, New Zealand, England. And this is what they tell me. If America falls, we're all doomed.
Ronald Reagan was right. The last bastion of freedom is
That's it.
America, but we've been conquered from within. Weinstein, who talks to Tucker a lot, he had a really good comment. He said it's not nation versus nation as much interests in China aligning with interests in America at various levels, working together. And it's really what I see too. You really can't tell who's on whose team anymore because people are aligning by interests regardless of national identity.
That's right.
And this is why the idea of a nation state to Congress and to members of our government that could care less. And by the way, you said something, it's worth mentioning, about the wooing of the governors. Our former governor, Doug Ducey had a company called Stone Cold Creamery. It was failing. His franchises were in chaos. China picked it up, made him a multimillionaire. And here's what Doug Ducey did in return. At the Governor's Conference, National Governors Association in New Hampshire in 2017, he got up and he said this, we love China. We love selling them rare earth minerals for what they need for their military. That's a quote. That's a quote. And then in the pandemic, he represented Chinese interests.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't have the worst restrictions in Arizona, but we had restrictions, and he shouldn't have done them as a Republican, but he was compromised by China. And he actually they actually fired people in Arizona government that looked into the Wuhan lab. And so that's an example of a governor who was greatly compromised by China.
Yes, sir. And it's happening more and more. When I realized that, the same thing was happening down here in Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi. And then I start seeing all these governors sitting with these Chinese exporters. And I'm like, oh my God. They have, like you said, were compromised on the inside. It's not the people of America. We're not the problem. But our current political leaders have been bought and paid for. And at some point, Americans have to wake up and realize that we soon may have to do what our forefathers did and actually put our feet to our beliefs. And I'm not sure there's a lot of us that are going to do it.
Necessity can change behavior. When you can't put shoes on your kids' feet and you're not able to feed them, behaviors can change pretty quickly.
Yes, sir.
So I think what we're looking about, if you're talking about a populace rising up 1776, the circumstances have to be dire, but human beings are human beings that'll respond the same way for survival. I'm looking at this, and you mentioned that bill. To outlaw militia training. It's kind of funny. My
Yes, sir.
broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, ex-DHS supervisor, combat Marine. Doug is doing his training today in Tellico Plains, Tennessee, and they're doing, self-defense stuff using weapons. They want to make that illegal. And the reason they want to
Yes.
make it illegal is because they don't want us to be able to rise up and stop the stuff that they're going to do to us.
Yes, sir. I agree. So that is why we have waited patiently to begin our militia until our new sheriff comes in, because there's no point in starting it with the old, But we are going to be very upfront and honest. We're going to work with our local police department. We're not going to try to hide it. And we'll do background checks on people, but we're gonna, if you're above the age of 18 and you want to join us, we're gonna train people, and we're gonna learn CPR, first aid, we're gonna learn self-defense, we're gonna learn how to survive in the woods for 3 days. Like we're really fixing to get serious about this, because we have to. We for too long have been asleep, but we come from revolutionaries and people who love freedom. And it's time as Americans that we prepare ourselves, our soil, our soul, and our body.
I could not agree with you more, and it just like Weinstein, to mention him again, he talked about the trough. Americans want change. They want the trough gone. They want the corruption gone. But then Congress will say, well, what do you want? We want you to be honest. Well, we want the trough. They don't want to give up what they have. They don't want to give up their insider trading. They don't want to give up their campaign donations. They transfer into their personal wealth. They don't want their little sexual favors they get from Epstein Island. By the way,
That's
did you
right.
see that too? I've been saying this since day one. Jeffrey Epstein is not dead. He had too many dead man switches he could have invoked.
I
They
did see that.
he did not get killed. And I actually did a big thing on this. But now pictures are surfacing and just what we said. And these people are compromised. You know what they do? And Bill Pollack, my mentor in this business, the late Bill Pollack, he had an intelligence background. He told me, he says, Dave, this is how they do it. You get invited to these inaugural things when you're elected to Congress, and you may not even do anything wrong, but they'll have the child prostitutes and pictures with you. And so you're implicated by your location and proximity to these kids.
That's right.
Even if you've done nothing wrong, you didn't know what was going to happen. Now you are blackmailed, and that's how they get your vote. That's how they passed Obamacare. And Justice Roberts is the most compromised person in the Supreme Court by far. He's an Epstein Island boy. And this is why I'm saying I have no faith in our government whatsoever. I mean, the Supreme Court was worth the crap. Presidential immunity is in effect for Trump because it's been in effect since George Washington that you can't
Right.
go after a president for these behaviors. And also, they tried to impeach him already on the same stuff and failed. And still, now they're trying to take him out. And here the Supreme Court sits silent when they should have already said, okay, we're going to do a writ of certiorari and he has immunity. You're done with this. But they won't do it because they're compromised. And you know how they got compromised? The ones that weren't compromised by Epstein's Island is when you send protesters to your property and you attempt to assassinate a Supreme Court justice, like they tried to do, and the DOJ and the FBI do nothing to stop it.
That's right.
Okay,
That's right.
and so they intimidated these people, and now they're scared of their own shadow, and they won't stand up for what's right.
I mean, who would have thought there would come a day in America's history that our White House is behind a wall, but our borders are wide open?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's a good comment. That's
You know,
exactly
and
right.
it's shocking to me. I've been to Washington, D.C. 5 times. My parents drug me there as a kid. I hated it. But now I thank God that they did. And I remember walking on the lawn in front of the White House. Like, even though I said, don't walk on grass, there was nobody out there trying to shoot me as a little girl as I ran across the White House lawn. It made me feel like I was an American, a true American. Here's this beautiful house that our amazing president lived in, and I had the right to run across the lawn like it was my house. And now look at it. Looks like a flipping fortress, and all around it is homeless encampments. I've never in my life. Sometimes I pray Jesus steps out on that cloud and lets us end this nonsense, but there's a little bit of a fighter in me. Like I said, we come from revolutionaries, and there's a little bit of me that wants to fight back, really wants to take it back, Dave. I want what I had as a child and what my parents had as children for my grandchildren. That's what I want.
Here's my greatest fear, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. America will reach a point where we're going to say no more. And I think the flashpoint will be this summer with regard to events related to the election, whether it's the assassination of Robert Kennedy Jr., who they refused to give Secret Service protection to, or the assassination of Trump, or however they go about this. There's going to be a flashpoint this summer. And if we go into civil war, which I think is possible, I think it'll break out in parts and slowly spread. We'll get invaded because we'll be a weakened
Yes.
nation. Russia and China will invade the United States. I already have the plan. I was given this by a high military official years ago. It's a nine-prong plan of invasion that China and Russia developed together, and our CIA got a hold of it. They published it at the time. They wanted to stop it, so they published it. But they will invade us, and we'll get conquered. And the Chinese have already said, as a matter of their national policy, they want to occupy a North America. And they don't want any Americans to cohabitate with. They will exterminate us.
Right. I believe that. I believe that because they already know they're never going to make us all comply. We are revolutionaries. Our forefathers were. We think different than other parts of the world. It's why I don't think our borders need to be open. I'm all for legal migration, small amounts, because Americans have a very unique way of thinking. And I think it muddies the water when too many come at one time. And so
Right.
I think that you're right. I think they would exterminate us all. But I've heard my pastor actually talk about it, that nowhere in the book of Revelation, when you're talking about the end times, America's never actually mentioned. So when you think of it that way, it kind of makes sense what your greatest fear is, that they'll exterminate us. Well, biblically, we're not really even mentioned in the end times. So maybe you're right, Dave.
I
You
have
know?
military sources that estimate there are 200,000 Chinese soldiers in America.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that.
Yeah,
I can
that's
believe that.
and then all the terrorists, the Hamas, the Hezbollah, the Border Patrol, when they're honest, people who know, and I have two Border Patrol sources, they will tell you we have admitted in the last 30 years between 40 and 100 million. It's a
Yes.
wide range, but they think it's 40 to 100 million. And then it begs a question: how many third world people can you let in till you're the next third world country? And
That's
that's what we're,
exactly right.
yeah.
There's not enough jobs. There's not enough anything, not enough resources. And since, we get our engines for our aircraft, our military aircraft from Turkey, and we get all of our medications from China, and we were getting most of our grains from Ukraine, it comes to a point where, for just security purposes, America must go back to being a producing nation versus a consuming nation. And for too long, it's been, we need to import from this country so we can. No, that country needs to figure it out. Our forefathers figured it out. It's time for those countries and those people to stay in their country and figure it out. Because I give my word, Dave, no one's removing me from my property. I'm not running to Canada or to Australia or to some other country because mine's falling apart. I will stay here and I will fight with my brain and my body if I must. But I'll definitely fight with my brain.
Well, I think the powers that be know this is coming. And this is why they're doing things like, I don't know if you know this or not, they have Department of Homeland Security has now changed the definition of terrorism and linked it to speech. They have what is it? Misinformation is you say something that's just incorrect in their opinion. Disinformation is incorrect but lying on purpose. And here's the one you'll really like: malinformation.
Oh, wow.
Malinformation may be correct, but if it's about a government official or a government-related entity, you can't talk about it because that's malinformation. You're doing damage to the government.
Wow.
This is
So
now, this
we're
is DHS
basically
policy.
Nazi Germany. Yeah.
This is DHS policy now. They've written
Right.
this into their policies.
Just
So
like when Biden, like the first week he was in office, he added transgender to the protected, you got protected class, white, I mean, not white at all, but women and all this other stuff. Well, they can't be discriminated against. He added them in. I tell people all the time, if you go back and look at Hitler's playbook, the taking over of mainstream media, the taking over of the public schools, the taking over of the military and the police, that is exactly the same playbook America is currently working on. They're following,
Yeah. Speaking of taking over, I don't know how you view the TikTok thing. TikTok, I could care less about. I don't
Me
engage in
too.
that. But I will tell you this: the fact that they're going after TikTok, it's not about China. I think it's a first move to establish the precedent that they can do anything they want with social media websites. They can take total control.
Yeah, I agree. Here recently, YouTube, they couldn't, they didn't have a reason to deplatform me. They couldn't give me a strike, so they demonetized me. And they said, reuse of material. You reuse somebody else's material in a way we didn't like. But they gave me no examples of what I actually did. So I
Well,
appealed it, which
they
I don't think
right.
I'll win, but you know what I'm saying.
No, you never win the appeal. When they kicked me off of YouTube, I didn't have any demonetization. I had no warnings, no strikes, no nothing. They just took away my channel and didn't tell me why.
Yeah,
They
I
said
remember that.
dangerous conspiracy theories. About what? and there are conspiracies. And here's the fallacy in this logic. If a conspiracy theory is outrageous, you've just discredited yourself. So why
Right.
would they worry about it unless you were saying something that's against the people that they represent?
That's exactly right. Now I know I've written, my husband actually found it for me. Both Texas and Florida are putting, or pat, or well, they're in their houses, but they're moving through their government's laws to protect YouTube creators, where YouTube can't come in and do that to you. That they can't just tell you, well, you reuse someone's content, I'm taking your money. But they can't prove it to you. So we'll see where that goes. But he and I were talking about that, and I said, it's funny that they did that. But I'm not the only one. You're not the only one. They're doing it. There's Lou Valentino. I mean, there's conservative channels across the board are being slammed on YouTube right now, like
Yeah.
terribly so.
That's because it's election year, and that's why I think they targeted me. In 2018, I was participating in the Branson Conference, and I was with Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner, and Doug Hagman, and a couple other notable people. I don't know if I should mention their name. Gary Haven, founder of Curves, good friends with Rand Paul. Very prominent American, very, very, very good Christian man. And I'm telling him about Section 230. And I said, Trump is missing the boat here. We're going to lose the House if he doesn't act. Now, this was 2 months before the election, actually 3 months before the election in 2018. And I explained to Gary and the rest of these guys about what Section 230 was. And I said, in Section 230, you are not allowed to censor. But if you censor, then you're declared to be a publisher. Now you're liable for any illegal content on your site.
That's right.
So to avoid being prosecuted, you can't censor anybody. And here, this is Section 230. Now, this is how far it went. In the discussion we had, poolside at about 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday night, Gary picks up the phone and dials a Trump official, and he put him on the phone with me. We had it on speaker, and I talked to this man for about 25, 30 minutes, and I explained what Section 230 was. And I said, if President Trump doesn't move to enforce this now, we're going to lose the House. You can stop YouTube and all these other social medias in their tracks because they can't censor unless, or if they have pedophilia on their site, they go to jail for it too. So, I explained it to him. This guy was all ears. He was taking notes. He
Yeah,
goes, yeah,
I just did.
but nothing happened, Samantha.
Right.
Nothing happened, and this guy was sincere. I'm not going to identify the official because I don't want to set him up for any possible criticism. But he was sincere, and I even had a follow-up conversation with him the following week, and he says, "Yeah, I brought this to the president's attention, so it was probably the only communication I'll ever have with a living president,
Right.
indirectly." And I thought, well, good, something's going to happen. But nothing happened. And I don't know why. I don't think it's because Trump's compromised. I'm just wondering if his administration was so compromised he couldn't get anything done.
I agree. Okay, so my son's pastor was one of the pastors that were called and invited to the White House to lay hands on Trump and pray. And he said, right, he said, when I went, he said, as soon as I walked in the room and saw the men, because he, like you, has been doing research for 30 years now, because they're actually from South Africa, came here, became citizens. They love America, like truly love it. In fact, he was the only pastor that did not shut his church down in Florida, Rodney Howard Brown.
Oh,
He said some amazing, amazing books, man. You and him would have great conversations. He said when he looked around the room and saw the figureheads in there, he knew right then that Trump would get little done in his presidency because unbeknownst to Trump, it wasn't that he was compromise is simply that he did not have a political background. He did not realize the people he had chosen were all had spent the last 30 years flipping sides, doing backdoor deals, And he said the same thing. He's going to have very little ability to change it because the people that he chose are all compromised.
Exactly. I made this comment once on the air. I said, Trump would have been better off going to an NFL football game and recruiting people from the crowd
That's right.
who are real Americans that would use common sense to rule this country.
That's right. And you are correct. If he came out and said, okay, I'm gonna pick you, I'm gonna pick her, I'm gonna go take this person, you are correct. We would get something done in this country. We would, because we wouldn't be compromised.
Are you worried about the World Health Organization pandemic treaty that's supposed to be signed by Biden in May?
I am a little bit, Dave. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think the bill I was telling you about, it also says that we will pull out of the WEF, that we won't allow them, we won't fund them anymore, and we won't allow them to make rules. I think that they already have the next pandemic planned,
Yes.
and I think they learned from their mistakes the first time. And I think it's going to be a harder shutdown. I think it's going to be the lockdown's going to be more brutal. And in the process, we're going to see these illegal immigrants doing our jobs, having our freedoms, while good law-abiding Americans sit in their homes afraid of getting in trouble. I see that scenario playing out. I told somebody the other day, I said, I'm telling y'all, I can feel it in my gut. We have a few more months and something is fixing to happen.
I agree.
Something, I can't even, I don't really want to know what it is. I just keep listening to God. Every time he tells me to pick up another box of bullets and I look at my bank account and it looks like it had a heart attack. And I think I probably need to save that money, because I don't have credit cards. I'm totally out of debt. So, when I look at that account and there may only be 60 bucks, that 60 bucks is legitimately the only fallback I've got. That's when I step out in faith and I'm like, okay, God, I'm gonna go ahead and get that. When he tells me to get outside and it's hot already in Louisiana, I've been sweating all morning, and he tells me to put 12 more tomato plants in the ground. I've been doing it all day. My back's hurting. I'm gonna be 50 in a couple months. I get out there and I put in 12 more tomato plants. I don't know why. I have enough for me. I guess he's wanting me to grow for somebody else.
No, I hear what you're saying. There's all kinds of research. Princeton did a 30-year study, and it was engineers that did the study, believe it or not. They wanted to know if people could somehow, through body alarm systems like the fight or flight mechanism, would react to an impending event that was coming. And they did a 30-year study called the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Project,
It sounds like something they would do.
And what they found was that people had overwhelming ability to know something bad was coming, and it showed up in higher respiration, heart rate, and so forth. And the two biggest events they ever recorded, number two was the Malaysia tsunami that killed 250,000 people in 2004. And then, of course, 9/11 was number one.
I was about to say 9/11. I saw that where people said that for some reason they had overwhelming feelings of doom and they
Yeah.
canceled their trip, or as they're leaving their house, their kid had a meltdown or
Yeah.
fell down and broke their arm. It was the weirdest things that happened, a traffic jam that made them late to get on those planes or even to get into the towers. Me personally, I feel like that's the Holy Spirit. And I keep telling everybody,
I agree with that. I totally agree
right?
with what you just
I
described.
keep telling everybody, you guys, that warning bell going off in your innermost being that tells you slow down, listen, just really listen. That is God telling you, I know what's coming and I'll protect you if you'll just walk out, no matter how. When he told me to take my quarter acre beautiful grassy yard and turn it into a no-till organic garden, I'd never planted a thing in my life, Dave. I knew nothing. I was 10 years in college to be an educator. Never did I see myself standing in horse manure and showing people how to plant a plant. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
I do.
That's
Absolutely.
where I'm at now. And my pastor came to my forum the other day because he's going to incorporate our forum with the new school that they're starting. And this is what he turned around and he looked at me and he said, Sam, when whatever happens, whenever it happens, you're going to survive. And he said that with so much pride. And I looked at him and I said, yes, sir, I fully intend to.
We all
And
need
he
to
just
have that
patted me on the
feeling.
back.
The one thing I want to leave with the audience before we close people, if it happened to Lahaina, Paradise, Ecuador, Chile, Texas, and these people are just pure evil. They have no moral compass. They serve Satan. I mean, either you're on Team Jesus or Team Satan. There's no in between, and they serve Team Satan. And the
Amen.
bottom line is, they're coming for you. And the sooner you realize that's a true statement, the sooner you'll take the steps that Samantha's taking to get ready for what's coming. Samantha, how do people follow your good work?
They can find us on YouTube at Starkey Formstead or Facebook. If you're anywhere around Louisiana, guys, we do tours. We do educational
Okay.
classes. Yeah,
Cool.
we'll teach you how to butcher a chicken and a rabbit humanely.
Right.
I mean, I'll teach you how to feed your dogs without dog food. We have learned to pull ourselves out of the system, Dave. We do it
That's
all debt free,
we're
and I
gonna
just walk
have
it
to
out.
do it. I want to do a show on that, but right now we are out of time.
Oh, yes,
Thank
sir.
you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody.